though culturally distinct from their Norse cousins across the Baltic. The Finnish peoples during the Viking Age were still actively involved in the larger trade networks that stretched throughout northern Europe. However, while the Norse viewed silver as the precious metal of choice, the Finnish evidence points towards bronze being of more importance, or simply being more available. As a result, this hoard of bronze jewelry, found in Hatamala in the Hame province of Finland, must represent a significant amount of wealth. The uniform composition of these items and the two-century span of dates from which they come from points to this hoard being the result of a scavenging operation, perhaps a bronze worker who looted these items from burials and planned to melt them down and repurpose them. Due to their access to furs and ivory and iron, Finns often engage in trade with Central Europe, and it is likely from there that they obtain the majority of their bronze. Yet, though Finnish decorative art at this point in time sometimes co-opted Norse styles, they were not its predominant focus. Instead, Finnish jewelry of the time had more close relations to northern and eastern styles, not those of western and central Europe. Foreign coins, especially Arabian and Byzantine currencies, thus provided a large inspiration for Viking Age Finnish styles. The oldest Finnish hoards, in fact, only contain such coins, but later Finnish hoards include increasingly more silver objects, likely imports from the rest of Scandinavia. That this hoard has none reinforces its nature as a collection of items from other hoards, not an original hoard in its own right. While it provides somewhat of an eclectic perspective on Finnish culture during the Viking Age, this hoard of bronze objects highlights an important difference between Finns and Norsemen. Furthermore, the circumstances of this hoard's likely creation imply an important truth to keep in mind when considering the Viking Age. In a time when significant amounts of riches were often buried in hoards or with graves, grave robbers were likely a real and pressing concern.